to Jan in Emerson, New Jersey. You mentioned the president and the vice president. They did speak at the White House, and we'll have that for you as part of our coverage into the evening. But Jan, you're next. Go ahead with your comment.
Yes. I of course, the policeman was criminally liable, and the verdict was correct. And it's not mentioned very much, but Minneapolis has a history of wrongfully treating black citizens. The Minneapolis police union was very powerful in Minneapolis. And they supported, by the way, prosecuting attorney A.B. Klobuchar for years. Mm-hmm. And she never prosecuted any policeman for many years. No case was brought before a grand jury, including the infamous case of Mayon Burrell. Now, I think that the way the case has been presented is if there's widespread racism throughout the United States. I used to be an attorney for the New York City Police Department. And, you know, the New York City Police Department makes tens of thousands of arrests every year. They're human beings. It's difficult work. Not every case can be, you know, perfectly done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's very little racism, you know, in the New York City Police Department.
So how does this change policing in the future, as somebody who understands it so well?
Well, I mean, the problem is that when the police are attacked the way they have been, they withdraw from confrontations with gangs. And the gangs have been empowered for the last year. And the murder rates and the assaults with guns have gone up in mm-hmm. New York City and in many places. And innocent citizens, innocent black citizens, have been the victim of a withdrawal by the police.
Conversely, do you think this is going to present a real challenge for communities across the country to hire police officers in the future, the recruitment process?
Well, I think they'll be more sensitive about hiring. But this defendant had 19 previous complaints. No police department should tolerate a policeman who has 19 complaints. It's too many.